Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face, combed my hair, stumbled down the stair to meet the day. Well, I smoked my brain the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been a-picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on a sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside the Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. Canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on a sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down.
Good morning to you. Something a little bit different to start the program with this week. That was Ray Stevens from 1969 and Sunday Morning Coming Down, written by Chris Christopherson. I love the line in there about getting up for breakfast and having a beer and then having another one for dessert. I've only ever done that once in my life. Admittedly, it was for about a week every morning, but I was back in 1979, somewhere I'd have been 22, and it was out in Plettenberg Bay in South Africa on a campsite, and literally we all used to get up at some point in the morning from our tents and stagger out of the tent, and somebody would thrust a Castle Lager in your hand And that day's fun had started, and never quite remember the previous night's fun ending, actually, but don't do that anymore. Anyway, welcome to the program. Very good morning to you. Bigly at night with me, I'll be all the usual things in all the usual places. So if you're used to the program, settle back and relax. And if this is the first time that you've heard it, well, settle back, relax, and we've got a lot of good stuff for you in store. This is Henry Hall and the new BBC Dance Orchestra right now with Val Rosing singing You, Just Wonderful You, from 1937.
Again with the same sweet you.
The Peter Rosa and I'll Never Say Never Again. Okay, time for the first of our segments now. We have a lot of segments coming up thick and fast over the next half hour. And the first one is something we called Bingin' and Singin' with Bing this week. First up, it's Tony Arden and then Connie Boswell.
Well, they used to rag up jazz on pianos. Let's do it again.
They used to sing, yes, we have no bananas.
Big smash.
Let's do it again. They had a Charleston beat to lift their feet in 1924.
Hop-a-doody.
Dapper down, the drummer man tried to knock a cymbal on the floor. They used to do a hock-a-doo-wop-a-doo-wop. Let's do it again.
They used to vote do-de-yo-do-de-yo-do. Let's do it again.
And even Sister Kate would shimmy shake and wobble like a jelly on a plate.
They used to get such a kick out of living. Let's do it again.
They used to rag up the jazz on pianos.
Man, he's gone.
Let's do it again.
They used to sing, yes, we have no bananas.
No, 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 yes, we have no bananas.
Let's do it again.
They had a Charleston beat to lift their feet in 1924.
Dapper down, the drummer man tried to knock a cymbal on the floor.
They used to do whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo-a. Let's do it again.
They used to vo-do-de-o-do-de-o-do.
Do-de-o-do-de-o-de-o-de-o-do.
Let's do it again. And even Sister Kate would shimmy shake, wobble like a jelly on a plate.
They used to get such a kick out of living. Let's do it again. Let's do it. 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 All over again.
Come along with me.
Where are you fixing to go, Miss Constance?
Way down that Mississippi.
Oh, love the Mississippi. Love that river.
Now we'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Stream right down that river, down to New Orleans. Now the band's gonna meet us.
Which band is in the meeting department, Connie?
Dr. Black's gonna meet us big.
Oh, we're gonna be met big, ain't we?
Ain't we? Now, where all the light and the dark folks meet, heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Oh, Basin Street
da-da-dee.
Is the street
dum-dum-da-da-dee.
Where all the light and dark folks meet, down in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Glad to be. Yes, sirree. Where welcome's free and dear to me. Where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Lay it on us, Dr. Black. Let me hear it.
Down in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. I'm glad to be, yes sirree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Well, Miss Constance, I must say that was sure some excursion.
Sure was.
Just a new kind of a diversion. I'm forced to admit that they swing out real sweet.
Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
Yes, indeed, they did. And that was Connie Boswell singing there with Bing Crosby and Basin Street Blues. And before that, Tony Arden and Bing Crosby with Let's Do It Again. You are listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio. Time now to hop over to Holger's house in Germany and say a very good morning to Holger. He sent us a fantastic song this week, very lively. It's called Vini Vini. It comes from 1963 and was a hit in Germany from a version that came out in 1958. It's from three German lasses, Die Tahiti Tamare. One of the singers is the singer Manuela, if you remember her. It's rather bright and rather bouncy, so let's enjoy this from Holger's house. You know it's good when I'm singing the songs and I don't even know the words. That was from Die Tahiti Tamare, and it was called Vini Vini, and that was our song from Holger's house this week. And every week Holger sends a song that he thinks we will enjoy, and so far he's been proved 100% correct. And we'll have another song from him around about the same time next week. And of course you can hear Holger here on Angel Radio. Check the website for details, but if you look at around about 2 p.m. UK time on a Wednesday, you'll probably find him. Time now to remember Iris.
If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same things again. I'd still want to roam near the place we call home, where my happiness never would end. I'd meet you when school days were over, and walk through the lane that we knew. If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you.
Thank you.
we did last summer from Geraldo and his orchestra with vocals from Carol Carr. And let me just hold on a minute, switch the stylus back over to... That's it, there you go. You have to switch the stylus when you play a 78 RPM record, and people get terribly upset if you don't switch it back afterwards. Before that, we heard Buddy Clark and If I Had My Life to Live Over. And those were two of the favorite songs from our lovely Iris, who presented programs here on Thursday mornings for me, and she also presented a program on Sunday evening, which I never ever got to listen to, unfortunately. But I used to enjoy her programs immensely, and it was because of her that I ended up on Angel Radio, although I don't think anybody holds that against her. I hope they don't. We'll have some more songs to remember Iris by in forever, Iris, right about the same time next week. Now, I haven't even asked you, how are you this week? It's been a busy cover half hour here on the program. I hope you had a good week. My week, as usual, was pretty quiet. I did go off last Wednesday and get a haircut, which was good, which is nice. I'm just pleased at my age that I can still have enough hair to cut, which is, I know, it's what all is vanity, right? But yeah, I would not look bald. Some people look good bald. Most of us don't. I would not look good bald. I'd look even more stupid if I was to wear a wig or a toupee or something like that. But I just would not be good bald. I used to work with somebody who was totally bald, and in fact my next door neighbour is totally bald, and they both looked fantastic, but no, I wouldn't. Anyways, I had a haircut, and the best news of the week for me is that in about a month's time, we're going to get to see Happy Valley Series 3, which I'm really thrilled about, because I didn't even discover this series until a couple of weeks ago, and watched them both over two nights because it was that good. And I thought, gosh, I hope they get Series 3 here soon, and it's going to be out next month, so I'm really pleased about that. Apart from that, it's been a pretty quiet week. I spent another Sunday worrying about Sister Monica Joan, which is my job for at least another couple of weeks, but hopefully that'll be over soon, and I can quit worrying for another year. We'll see how it goes. We'll have Big Liz Big Three coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, but first, how about this little interlude?
Day for
Just Abbott from 1946 with I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. That was the orchestra of Paul Weston, and on the old Joanna there, none other than Nat King Cole. All right, time now for Beagle's Big Three, and this week, as with most weeks, quite frankly, over the last couple of months, these songs and singer need no introduction, so I'm not going to.
Mr. Wu was a laundry man in a shop with an old green door. He'd iron all day your linen away, he really makes me sore. He's lost his hat to a Chinese girl and his laundry's all gone wrong. All day he'll flirt, scorch your shirt, that's why I'm singing this song. Oh, Mr. Wu, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of Limehouse Chinese laundry blues. This funny feeling keeps round me stealing. Oh, won't you throw your sweetheart overdue? My vest's so short that it won't fit my little brother, and my new Sunday shirt has got a perforated rudder. Mr. Wu, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of Limehouse Chinese laundry blues. Now, Mr. Wu, he's got a naughty eye that flickers. You ought to see it wobble when he's ironing ladies' blouses. Mr. Wu, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of Limehouse Chinese laundry blues. Now, Mr. Wu, he's got a laundry kind of tricky. He starts me shirts and collars, but he never touched me waistcoat. Mr. Wu, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of Limehouse Chinese laundry blues. Thank you. is. I built myself a camera, it took me years and years. It's a wonderful invention with special X-ray tricks. It can take a picture in the dark and can even see through bricks. I bought myself an album and filled it up with snaps. And I've got some lovely pictures of the local girls and chaps. Now I've got a picture of the girl next door in my little snapshot album. And I've never had a better snap before in my little snapshot album. The night was dark and the hour was late. She was kissing her boy by the garden gate. Wouldn't she love to see page 8 in my little snapshot album? And I've got a picture of my old granddad in my little snapshot album. He's over 80 but a real bad lad in my little snapshot album. Although he's an old antique, he thinks he's still the village chic. I've got him dancing cheek to cheek in my little snapshot album. Of the vicar's wife in my little snapshot album, chasing the curate with the carving knife in my little snapshot album. Now what he did was all in fun, but it's not the kind of thing that's done. I can see he pinched a rod crossbone in my little snapshot album. And I've got a picture of a nudist camp in my little snapshot album. All very jolly but a trifle dumb in my little snapshot album. There's Uncle Dick without a care, discarding all his underwear, but his watch and chain still dangles there in my little snapshot album.
Paul in Watford, very good morning to you, and thank you for choosing those three songs from Mr. George Formby. First up, we heard Chinese Laundry Blues, and then Hi Tiddly Hi Tight Island, and In My Little Snapshot Album. Thank you so much for that, Paul. And if you would like to be the purveyor of Beagle's Big Three around about the same time next week, just shoot me an email and let me know the artist you would like and the songs, if you want to come up with the songs, or of course you can feel free to leave it to me.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality,
your constant companion.
Time now for telling me a story, and this isn't necessarily a story section. It can be anybody talking to or about anybody, or it could be a story or a poem or anything. This week, I think it's rather an interesting conversation between Hedda Hopper and Betty Davis, and they're talking about the star system that existed at that time in Hollywood.
For a long time now, I've had a bone to pick with Hollywood about the star system. You know what that is. The theory our studios have that if they paint certain people with enough tinsel and hang them high enough in the sky, then all will be well below. And the weather in Hollywood will be perfect forever. Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't have stars, but have you ever noticed how many of them flicker and fade? How many are too pale to be up there in the first place? How many just got the wrong paint job? Now, I'm saying this does Hollywood harm, not to mention the individuals concerned. We want our audiences to trust us. They certainly won't if a girl with only a pretty face or a man with broad shoulders is ballyhooed as the brightest nude thing in the firmament and then disappears after one picture. I say that it's up to our studios and producers
to... Who do you say it's up to, Hedda? She came early, Miss Hopper. It's Betty Davis.
You're on the verge of saying that what's wrong with our star system is the studio's fault. Well, that's what I believe. That's why I ask you in here.
I say it's just as much the actor's fault. All right, so we argue.
You're no amateur at that.
Around you I am, dear.
Oh, now, Betty, I know some time ago I criticized you in my column for something along the same line, for the parts you picked in a couple of pictures, because there are parts that tarnish even the greatest stars. Now I realize I should have criticized your studio. They insisted on your playing them, didn't they?
Had anything I've done, I take full responsibility for. But I do know what you mean, the control studios have over the handling of their stars, the building of their stars, deciding what parts they should play.
And they're not always right. I've seen more promising careers botched up by some producer's desire to Turn a young star's quick publicity into quick cash.
Well, what do you expect out of studios? Hearts and flowers? They're in business, aren't they?
But their business depends on maintaining those people as valuable properties for as long a time as possible.
Heather, we're silly and wide-eyed if we don't admit that movies are a big industry and studios are concerned with maintaining themselves. Who's to look out for the actor? Simple, the actor himself.
Well, let's take an example. A young girl comes out here to Hollywood. She gets a terrific break, a foolproof part, and her picture's a great success. So what happens? Her studio says from now on, nothing but star billing is good enough for her.
But she's not ready yet to.
Of course not, but her studio makes her play another lead, whether she can do it or not, without training, preparation, or experience.
She should have refused that second part. She could have.
What? And be suspended at 21?
Oh, I know it isn't easy. I've done it. It takes courage to go off salary and wait for a suitable part. But if you're serious about the future of your career and also want a long-range one, it's... Well, it's as Charles Lawton once advised me, you must never lose the courage to hang yourself.
Depends upon how you mean that.
I mean, stand up for what you think.
Oh, but I'm saying that with our present star system, an actor doesn't have a chance to guide his own career.
I say he does, by refusing parts he feels are not for him. I once believed enough in this to ask a court to decide whether I was right or wrong. I have to admit the court decided I was wrong, but at least I was fighting for what I believed in. Livia de Havilland believed enough also to take the same case into a court. In her case, the court decided she was right.
Yes, and a new law was passed. And you both helped every actor in Hollywood.
But it was chiefly for our own good, for a chance to do what we wanted. For instance, I doubt very much if Olivia had been under contract to a studio, if they'd have thought of her for the girl in the snake pit, chose that property herself. And the success of the careers of Jimmy Cagney and Humphrey Bogart had in no small measure been the result of fighting for the part they believed in themselves for themselves.
But that's exactly my complaint about the studio.
Heather, again, I say it is up to the wisdom and courage of the actor himself. Maybe it's just stubbornness on all our parts. You know what Joe Mankiewicz said should be put on my tombstone?
What?
Here lies Bette Davis. She did it the hard way.
Well, I'll certainly admit that in your case, a little stubborn individualism has paid off. I'll never criticize you for playing Margot in All About Eve for 20th Century Fox.
That picture's a little on the same subject, you know, Heather. To be sure, it's a story of theater people, not motion picture people.
Yes, it's all about Eve, but you're not Eve in the picture.
No, no, Anne Baxter plays Eve. She's young. She can only think of one thing, climbing to the top. And I guess you might say I'm the ladder she picks.
Sounds mighty uncomfortable.
It is. For everybody around her. That's the story.
You play Margot Channing, the great Broadway actress.
Mm-hmm, and not so young. There's one scene, Heather, that explains what it's all about, this whole business of being an actress and worrying about yourself and about people climbing to get your place and the reaching you do yourself to get what you want.
You mean things you want, like that director you were in love with? His name was Bill.
Oh, that and much more. Happiness is what any woman wants most of all, I suppose. Sometimes it doesn't exactly harmonize with a career like Margot's.
Maybe Bette Davis and I didn't agree on whose job it is to keep them shining brightly. But one thing I know for certain... Her star never had greater brilliance than it does right now, after All About Eve.
Hedda Hopper talking to Bette Davis about the star system in Hollywood. You're listening to Beagle at Night.
Its ride, and down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. A flame with such such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
I knew there'd be something. Margaret Whiting, Freddie Slack and his orchestra, and that old black magic. I hope you enjoyed the conversation between Hedda Hopper and Betty Davis. These things to me are always very interesting to hear, because certainly the star system back in, I guess what we're talking about, the 1940s, if we're talking about All About Eve, is that correct? It was just amazing, it really was. And of course, Hedda Hopper, I mean, she caused an awful lot of problems between her and Luella Parsons. But it was interesting to hear Betty Davis talk about the system and the fact that she fought against the system on so many occasions. And I guess she did beat it, sort of. She always ended up doing exactly what it was that she wanted to do, although it did come as a price, that's absolutely for sure. We'll have another Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week. This is Kathy Kirby now from 1965, a Eurovision song, no less, I Belong.
I belong. My life, my heart's been sleeping for all this time. My love's been keeping, but now my heart has recovered.
From 1965, that was I Belong from Kathy Kirby, and the 1965 Eurovision Song Contest was held in Napoli, in Italy, and featured 18 countries took part, actually. Sweden returned after not having been around the year before, and Ireland entered for the first time. And of course, Ireland is the country that has had more wins than any other country. They've scored 7 so far. She didn't win, unfortunately, Kathy Kirby. She came second with 26 points. In first place was a song called Poupée de Cire, Poupée de Sang from France Gaulle with 32 points, and that came from Luxembourg. Yeah, I could be Katie Boyle. Give me a good frog and a glass of champagne, I could do it. Ici Londres. See, I think I'd be a dab hand at the Eurovision. When's the next one coming about? I'll see if I'm free.
Started something, yes you did, but you didn't even try to. You smiled and my heart began to fly to the moon. You started something, yes you did, but you didn't even know it. And now I'm as wacky as a poet in June. I believe in fairy tales. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in dreams come true. I do because you started something. Yes, you did, but you didn't know what I knew. I knew right away that you were my new romance. But you didn't know what I knew. I knew right away that you were my new romance. You started something. I'm in love.
B. Wayne and You Started Something. Just going back to the Eurovision Song Contest, I don't know, I mean, it went through a period where it was really quite a joke, but it started out being a terribly serious thing on a Saturday night, and I can remember the whole, well, not the whole of the UK, but a lot of the UK glued to the BBC and watching the song contest. And I used to love fiddling with the radio and hearing just how many stations in Europe were broadcasting the Eurovision Song Contest at the time. And it was just so important. It was that, and of course in November it was the Miss World Contest. It was like nobody could miss the Miss World Contest. I mean, now I don't think they even televise it anymore, do they? And I think that's probably quite right, quite frankly, but how times have changed. All right, we're going to be having a little bit of posh in just about 4.5 minutes' time, I think. And to take us there, how about this?
Wedding ring was new. And each dream that I've dreamed came true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your head, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crown still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day.
First hour of the program completed, actually to the second, which doesn't happen very often, but I hope you enjoyed that song. That was called When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New, and it came from Jimmy Roselli. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio in Havant and Portsmouth and Gosport. We are on FM, we're on DAB in several parts of the country and, of course, around the world at angelradio.co.uk. If you go there and then click on the online listening, you will be able to find out how you can do that. Although, of course, if you're already listening online, then you already know. But what can I say? It's just, I have to say these things just in case you're listening on FM and you're going over to Morocco next week and you'd miss me if you didn't take me with you. So Should I just shut up? Yeah, I think I probably will. Time now for a little bit of Posh. This could be a poem, it could be a piece of music, it could be a little piece of theatre, which is in fact exactly what we have this week. Well, that's where Shakespeare intended for it to be heard, and it is from something called Hamlet. And doing the recitation, Sir Laurence Olivier.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt, thaw and resolve itself into a dew. Or that the everlasting had not fixed his cannon against self-slaughter. Oh God, God, how weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Fiant, ah, fie. 'Tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed. Things rank and gross in nature possess it merely. That it should come to this, but 2 months dead. Nay, not so much, not two. So excellent a king that was to this Hyperion to a satyr. So loving to my mother that he might not suffer the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth, must I remember? Why, she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on. And yet within a month, let me not think on it. Frailty, thy name is woman. A little month. Or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body, like Niobe, all tears. Why, she, even she, O God, a beast that once discourse of reason would have mourned longer, married with my uncle, my father's brother, but no more like my father than I to Hercules. Within a month, she married. Oh, most wicked speed to post with such dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot come to good. But break my heart, for I must hold my tongue.
Thank you. three and a four. We can beat out a beat that is hot and sweet and sing a jingle, tingling all over the street. With a one and a two and a three and a five. With a jingle, jingle, jingle and jive. One, two, three, four. Me and my boy are mad and dancing. How am I doing? Me and my boy are near a crisis. I feel it brewing. Though we struggle, we don't progress. The reason is clear to see. He'd be all right if he was solo. His handicap is me.
Palais Dancers from Joyce Grenfell, and before that, a little bit of Posh, famous speeches from William Shakespeare, that came from Hamlet. Oh, that this, too solid flesh. We'll have some more Posh for you around about the same time next week. I just wanted to throw in Joyce Grenfell there because I just thought it was a very interesting contrast to what we just heard from Laurence Olivier. Coming up after this, it'll be Day at Night.
My tumble-down shack by the old railroad track, like a million millionaire's mansion is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty in old shanty town.
I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything.
There's a queen waiting there with a silvery in a shanty in old shanty
softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly. Long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour of one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there, tears to fall. Softly, as I leave you there.
night star so bright. Happy lovers sing a happy tune. Only a lonely fellow sings to the mellow moon. Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows have. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home. And I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome, gee. I wish I had a girl.
Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellow. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone, when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home. And I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. Gee, I wish I had a girl. Ooh.
Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone, when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home. And I'm lonesome, lonesome, gee, I wish I had a girl.
I wish I had a girl.
Doris Day with I Wish I Had a Girl. We started off that little threesome from 1951 with In a Shanty in Old Shanty Town. And in the middle there, Softly as I Leave You. I once had a shandy in an old shanty town. I'm not sure that that counts for anything, but I just thought I'd mention it. We'll have more Day at Night round about the same time next week.
We wake you up in the morning. We keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say.
Here as to what we have played and when here on the show, and interestingly, this is the 243rd Beagle at Night that I have done, and as far as I can see, we've never played that song, My Way, from Frank Sinatra from 1964, and you'd think it would be one of those songs that we would have played by now, wouldn't you? So there's so much good music around and to be had that sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to get around to it, but I'm astounded that we actually haven't played that before, but there you go. Fancy another one from Frank Sinatra that we haven't played? All right.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss
your smile are memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart, we'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you, don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For a parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again.
Sinatra, and we'll be together again. And I want to say a very good morning to Shirley, who lives in Liverpool. She listens to the program every week without fail, she says, but this is the first time she's been in touch. She says today, which is April the 18th or the 19th, depending on where you are living, for Shirley in Liverpool, it is the 19th. She says today is my husband and I's 40th wedding anniversary. Could you play something for myself and my husband, whose name is Paul? Shirley and Paul, this is for you.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true.
land of love, it seems, just with you. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
Shirley and Paul, you both enjoyed that. That was from 1931, and that was Let Me Call You Sweetheart from Ruth Etting. And a very happy anniversary to you both.
Misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'd forget the past. You're too lovely not to try. If I believe in love forever, I'd forget the past. You're too lovely not to try. You look to me like misty roses. You look to me like misty roses.
Well, not quite as far back as 1931, but far back all the same. From 1967, that was Misty Roses and the Sandpipers, and it even could have been Misty Roses and the Sandpipers, although I was sitting there whilst that song was on, thinking to myself, How can roses be misty? I mean, they can be covered in mist, but can they really be misty roses? And if they belong to somebody called Misty, then they would be Misty's roses. So I'm just sort of, really what I'm just sharing with you at the moment is what it is that I sit here and think of whilst I'm listening to the music, which is really rather worrying, isn't it? Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking now as well, which is even worse. We've got about, 21 minutes to go to the end of the programme, so we've got plenty more music to come, but I thought we'd throw in a little bit of comedy now just to keep the old brain cells buzzing. And these were sent to me quite some time ago, but we've played them a lot since Dave sent them to me. Some more Charles and Fiona's. Enjoy.
Trends in the cinema. The nostalgia for the 30s continues, and this week at the National Film Theatre, they're showing a revival of that great classic love story, Forbidden Encounter, starring Celia Mole-Strangler and Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Fiona, this heat. I can't stand it any longer. This interminable heat is enough to drive a man out of his mind.
Steady, Charles. You're losing your grip.
I can't stand it any longer. I can't. I can't! Thank you, Fiona. I deserve that. Oh, darling Fiona.
Darling Charles.
Darling. Darling Fiona.
Darling, darling, darling Charles.
Holding you like this, I feel something I don't quite understand.
I don't quite understand it either. And yet, I sense it. Somehow.
I somehow sense it too.
I'm glad you sense it. It makes it better for both of us. Somehow. Knowing.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. Oh, Charles. What's wrong?
I don't know. Just this damned heat. Oh, Fiona, how I hate having to meet you furtively like this. Suppose someone were to find us out.
Who would ever think of looking for us here in this damp, steamy hell? Charles. Charles, there's someone there, crouching behind that palm tree. See, there, that small, swarthy man in a loincloth. Look, he's coming over.
It's all right, Fiona. I'll handle him. I speak his language, you know. All right. What do you want, you grinning devil?
Governor's respects, sir, but he says ladies aren't allowed in the Turkish bars of a Monday.
After the fall of France, Britain stood alone. The only thing between us and Germany was an old coward on the bridge of a destroyer at Elstree. While plucky John Mills stuck it out bravely on a raft in the studio tank. But then, in December 1941, came an event that horrified the entire civilized world. They revived Chuchin Chow in Ipswich. But at home, we were beginning to feel the pinch.
Charles.
Yes. Here I am.
I came as soon as I got your note.
Come and sit here beside me. How lovely Hyde Park is in summer.
It's as if the war was a million miles away.
And yet somehow terribly close.
And yet a million miles away.
And yet very close.
And yet a million miles away.
Yeah. We don't let's bicker. There's so little time.
So little time, Charles.
And there's so much to say in so little time. And yet an eternity because there's nothing to say.
Nothing. Nothing, Charles.
Nothing. And yet there's so much.
I wish you'd make up your mind.
Do you like it? My uniform, that is.
You know I like it. Your uniform, that is. But Charles, Charles, you've got a stick.
Yes, Fiona. I'd hoped you wouldn't notice it. I shall always have to use a stick now.
Why will you have to use a stick?
Can't you see by my uniform?
Charles, you're...
Say it.
A park keeper.
Yeah. Still, it keeps me out of the forces.
Jean-Louis Dominique Pierre Bouchon, true to the breed that bore him, answered the call that held him through his father's heart before him. Jean-Louis Dominique sailed away further than love could find him. Yet in the night he heard a light and gentle voice behind him say, Matelot, Matelot, where you go, my heart goes with you. Matelot, Matelot, when you go down to the sea. For a year and a day you may sail away and have no thought of me. Yet through the wind and the spray you will hear me say, no love was ever free. You will sigh when horizons are clear, something that is dear to me cannot let me be. Matelot, Matelot, where you go, my heart goes with you. Matelot, Matelot, when you go down to the sea. Jean-Louis Dominique Pierre Bouchon traveled the wide world over. Lips that he kissed could not resist this loving, roving rover. Jean-Louis Dominique, right or wrong, ever pursued a new love. Till in his brain he heard a strain he knew to be his true love song. Matelot, Matelot, where you go, my heart will follow. Matelot, Matelot, when you go down to the sea. When there's grief in the sky and the waves ride high, my heart to yours will say, you can be sure that I'm true to my love for you, though half the world away. Never mind if you find other charms, here within my arms you'll sleep. Sail off from the deep, Matelot, Matelot, where you go my heart will follow. Matelot, Matelot, when you go down to the sea. Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey.
Well, since Kenneth Horne was nice to mention him, I thought it was only fair to play a song from him, Noel Coward and Matelot. And before that, we heard not one, but two Charles and Fiona's from Round the Horn. First one came from series number one, and that was Forbidden Encounter, and then from series three in Hyde Park. I think that was the right way around. 1965 and 1967, respectively. All right, time for this now, I think.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare. Somewhere in space I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer the fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to this stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more. And tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
Matt Munro with Stranger in Paradise, coming from 1966. He did have such a good voice, didn't he? I really do like Matt Munro a lot. I put him up there with my favorite singers in the likes of Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald. Matt Munro is just so good, in my opinion. And I think we should have more of him. I'll make a note of that. We'll have more of him next week. Perhaps somebody will suggest Matt Munro and Beagle's Big Three next week. I'm just saying. Don't have to if you don't want to. I'm just saying. I'll wait.
When leaves start to fall in September and mist fills the air in November, when snowflakes come down in December, I know you're mine. Through March winds and soft April showers, in spring when the sun brings the flowers, through long summer hours, I know you're mine. It makes no difference what the time or season, for I've no need to seek the rhyme or reason why a true love like ours lives forever. It's constant whatever the weather, just your heart and my heart together in rain or shine. For you know I'm yours and I know you are mine. Oh, you know I'm yours, and I know you are.
I think that was from her later singing career. That was Betty Driver and I Know You're Mine. The album that I've got is The Complete Betty Driver from 1935 to 1955. It doesn't actually have a recording date on it, but I suspect that it's probably closer to the 55 than the 35. Nevertheless, very nice to hear good old Betty Driver and her lovely hot pots in Coronation Street. I was reading in one of the newspapers, English newspapers, how a lot of people are getting really bored with Coronation Street, and I have to say I'm one of them. Now, I used to watch it a lot when I was in the UK, living in the UK, but I moved over to the United States, as you know, over 30 years ago now. But we have it here on BritBox, which was good, so I watched it for a number of years. But since COVID, it has got really silly and really boring. And I sort of understand the reason as to why they can't have a lot of the actors that have been in the program for a long time, for want of a phrase. So they have to rely a little bit more on the younger people. But it's really gotten boring, hasn't it? And I just hope and hope that they start changing some of these storylines, because I haven't now watched it for a couple of months, and I keep reading the sort of recaps in the paper as to what is happening, and not a lot seems to be happening, quite frankly. Same goes for EastEnders as well. We watched that up until a certain point, and then all of a sudden it was sort of like, this is just all too silly for words, and couldn't understand what was going on anyway, because we suddenly had a time jump of 12 years. But I'd been watching Coronation Street for a lot longer, and it's just really sad the way that it's just not so well written. There's really not so much comedy in it, and that really was what made the program, for me at any rate, one of the more interesting programs on television, the mixture of the comedy and of the serious. And I think it would be really nice if it got back to that. It's just me. It's just what I think. You can feel free to think different. You can email me and let me know if you think different. roy@angelradio.uk. I'm rapidly running out of time. Let's see, I've only got about another 5 minutes, so let me see if I can fit in two.
You have a dream. Well, I have one too.
You tell me.
smoking coal and you tell me your dream, and that's it, time for me to get out of here. But hopefully I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Sigh, the song begins, you speak and I hear violins, it's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes, it's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love.